This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv on Sunday on another Middle East tour to push for a ceasefire in Gaza, but Hamas terrorists raised doubts about the mission just hours after he landed by accusing Israel of undermining his efforts. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday Israel is engaged in complex negotiations for the return of its hostages held in Gaza, but also has principles to uphold that are vital for its security. On his 10th trip to the region since the war began in October, Blinken will meet on Monday with senior Israeli leaders, including Netanyahu, a senior State Department official said. Ukraine continued to make gains in their incursion over the weekend, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Ukraine has taken out a key bridge in Russia's western Kursk region and hit another one nearby, likely trying to cut off Russian supply lines. This happened about 2 weeks into their cross-border movement. Ukraine's Air Force chief and Russia's regional governor both reported Ukrainian troops have hit a second bridge over the Siem River. Russia's military bloggers acknowledge that the destruction of the first bridge will disrupt supply deliveries to Russian forces. Kiev has been tight-lipped on whether its troops intend to seek a foothold in the Kursk region, but hitting the bridges suggests an attempt to hinder a potential Russian counterattack in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Algeria will immediately begin supplying Lebanon with its fuel for its power plants, Algerian state radio said in a statement on Sunday, after Lebanon's electricity company said the day before its supplies were exhausted. Lebanon has not had round-the-clock power since the 1990s, and cash transfers to its state energy company have contributed